From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama is attending the G8 summit in France today. He's encouraging his fellow G8 leaders to provide financial support to newly emerging democracies in North Africa and the Middle East. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, Mr. Obama is also using the summit to meet one-on-one with some of the other G8 leaders, including Russian President Dmitry Medvedev.
President Obama spent much of his day in closed-door meetings. The White House has lost count of the number of times Mr. Obama and his Russian counterpart have sat down together. Mike McFaul, who oversees Russian affairs on the National Security Council, says talks which once focused almost exclusively on arms control now cover a wide range of issues, from the popular uprisings in the Middle East to Russia's goal of entering the World Trade Organization.
And in one way to think about it is we're developing a kind of normal relationship with Russia, something that one could not have said 2.5 years ago.
Aides consider it a significant accomplishment for that new U.S.-Russian relationship that Russia did not veto the U.N. Security Council resolution authorizing the use of military force in Libya. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the two presidents, who are both lawyers and about the same age, have also developed a comfortable personal rapport.
They have a conversation, and frankly, they also joke around a lot. The reason that they can talk about the issues they're talking about now is because of the amount of time they've invested in that personal relationship.
The diciest issue on the two men's plate today was missile defense. Russia has long worried that a planned U.S. defense system in Europe could render Russia's nuclear arsenal less effective. McFaul says Mr. Obama has tried repeatedly to reassure Medvedev that America's missile defense is aimed elsewhere, at stopping attacks from rogue states like Iran, for example. McFaul says Mr. Obama wants to reduce the number of nuclear weapons, not set off another arms race.
Both presidents firmly stated nobody has an interest in that. Neither side has an interest in returning to those dark days.
The highlight of this G8 summit from the U.S. perspective will be a discussion of how to support fledgling democracies in the Middle East, like Egypt and Tunisia. David Lifton, who's one of the president's advisors on international economics, says Middle Eastern countries don't just need political reform, they also need more jobs.
We believe that these two pillars go hand in hand. Without economic modernization, it will be very hard for governments trying to democratize to show people that democracy delivers.
In his Middle East speech last week, Mr. Obama pledged several $1 billion worth of debt relief and loan guarantees to Egypt and Tunisia. Lifton says the European Commission has also volunteered to pump more money into the region, and leaders at the G8 summit will be asked to do their part as well.
We feel as though our efforts are being echoed now by our European partners, and all of this will help strengthen the stability of Egypt and Tunisia.
In the short run, the new democracies need economic stabilization. But over the longer term, Mr. Obama hopes to encourage more trade and investment with the Middle East, along with reform, so wealth in the region is shared more widely. British Prime Minister David Cameron says G8 countries have not only an economic stake in the success of the new democracies, but a security interest as well.
If they succeed, there is new hope for those living there, and there is the hope of a better and safer world for all of us. But if they fail, if that hunger is denied, then some young people in that region will continue to listen to the poisonous narrative of extremism.
Aides say Mr. Obama's push for more economic aid is based on history. They say successful transitions to democracy are almost always accompanied by broader-based prosperity. Scott Horsley, NPR News, at the G8 Summit, Deauville, France.